Let's learn Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis of Maseches Tainis. We left off with Lema Misayele. So remember, Rava had an opinion in the last year that we discussed. Rava had an opinion that an Avel is allowed to bathe in cold water throughout the days of Shiva. So says Mar Lema Misayele, I'll bring you a proof. Damar Rabbi Abba HaKohen Mishum Rabbi Yossi HaKohen Maisu Maisu Banav Shal Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. One time the sons of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina died V'rachatz Bitzonein Kol Shiva, and he bathed in cold water for the entire Shiva. Samri Hasam Shetakvu Avelav Zachar Zed. Now that's not a proof just because he did it because remember how we said last year that he had avelus one right after the other, so we had to be a special lenient for him, otherwise he would have gone without bathing forever. If a person has one avelus right after another, and his hair gets heavy because he hasn't cut it in so long, he can make it lighter by using a razor. And like we looked yesterday also, he could even wash his clothing in water. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chista B'tar, like we learned yesterday, that when we say that he can make it lighter with a razor, yeah, but not with a scissor. When we say that he could wash it in water, yes, but not with detergent. So Gemara says, Yikadamri, others say, Amarava, Avel Aser Bitsonein Kol Shiva. That an Avel is Aser to wash his body in cold water throughout the 7 days of Avelus, and certainly in hot water. Maishna mi basar v'yayin ay. Why is it that he's allowed to eat meat and drink wine, but he's not allowed to bathe? Hasan lefakuche pachtehu da'avid. The reason he's allowed to eat meat and drink wine is to take away his worry and to forget his tsar a little bit, so the chum allow him for his mental health. But bathing is just enjoyment. He doesn't need that for his mental health. So the Gemara brings a proof to this idea. So again, this is a second version of Rava. Up until now, we've been working with the version of Rava's statement where Rava said that an avel is permitted to bathe in cold water for all Shiva. Now we're working with a version of Rava where Rava says that it's usur for an avel to bathe even in cold water for all of Shiva. So says Mar Lema Misayele, let's bring a raya to Rava that an avel is not allowed to bathe in cold water. And we're going to bring the same thing that we brought as a kasha in the first version is going to be a raya in the second version. Eina bogeres rashal l'avel atzma. So we said a bogeres is not allowed to make herself look ugly when she's an avel for her father. Hanara rasha'a. But we see that a nara is obligated to go through all the normal avelus procedures. Ubimai, what are we talking about? Ilema bechamin. If we're talking about in warm water, eina bogeres rasha'a. Varm rav chisa avelas alosh nesbal bechamin. What do you mean a bogeres is not allowed to refrain from bathing in warm water? We're so strict about bathing in warm water, we don't even allow an avel normally to stick a finger in warm water. Elav bitzonin. It doesn't make sense that we would force a bogeres to bathe in warm water. No, it must be that the bogeres is allowed to bathe in cold water. So you see that a normal person is not allowed to bathe in cold water. So isn't this a proof to the second version of Rava that a normal avel is not allowed to bathe in cold water? Says Marlo, it's not a proof at all. Akichul upirkus. When we say that we treat a bogeres differently, it's only about the makeup. It's not about the bathing. So let's just make another main point. Second version of Rava is that an Avel cannot bathe in cold water. Unlike meat and wine, which is good for his mental health, bathing is purely enjoyment. Bathing is pure enjoyment. It's questionable whether that's still the case. Nowadays, if a person doesn't bathe for a while, they go out of their minds a little bit. So a lot of the poskim are a little more makel with bathing nowadays for an avel than they used to be in the times of the Gemara, because the whole nature of how we bathe, why we bathe, what motivates us to bathe is entirely different. It's not just this great enjoyable experience. Okay, but once the Gemara mentioned that an avel is not allowed to put on makeup because that's considered to be making themselves look beautiful, so the Gemara tells us another halacha that's similar. Amar Rav Chisda Zoso Meres, Avel Aser B'Techboses Kol Shiva. An avel is not allowed to wash their clothing for all 7 days of Shiva. So now we have three different opinions about bathing for an avel. So the Gemara is going to paskin. V'Hilchasa Avel asur lirchotz kol gufo, bein bechamin, bein betzonein kol shiva, avel panav yod v'raglav, bechamin asur betzonein mutter. So an avel is not allowed to bathe his entire body in any kind of water for all of shiva, but when it comes to his hands, face, and feet, he's allowed to bathe in cold water, his hands, face, and feet, but not in hot water. Aval lasuch, but to put on some sort of oil on his skin, afilu kol shu asr, even the tiniest amount is asr. V'im la'aber es hazuma, but if it's just to take off some sweat and some dirtiness, mutter, that's mutter. You're just not allowed to put on, anoint one's skin with something that's for enjoyment. So now the Gemara is going to discuss the tefillah of Anenu Hashem Anenu b'yom tzom ta'anisenu that we say on a fast day. Where in Shmona Esrei do we say the tefillah of Anenu? So before we discuss that, let's make another main point. Halacha, Avel can only wash Panav Yadav Raglav in cold water. It's onen. And anoint for the purpose of removing zuhama, grossness, for lack of a better word. Tzlosa de tanisa hechimat karinan. How do we mention anenu in tefillah? Where do we do it? So ad berei Rav Yehuda l'Rav Yitzchak berei v'darash, Rav Yehuda taught his son Rav Yitzchak yachid shekibel of tainis mispalash shel tainis v'heichon omra, a yachid who accepts, an individual accepts a fast day, where does he say anenu? In his Shemona Esrei, bein goel l'rofei, between the bracha of goel Yisrael and the bracha of rofei, that he adds this extra bracha between these two brachos that starts with anenu and then it's a whole separate bracha, bracha Hashem ono la'amo Yisrael beis tzara, etc. Maskler v'yitzchak v'chi yachid koveya. What do you mean? Is a yachid so important that he can add to the tefillah that he's koveya bracha li'atzmo, that he gets to make his own separate bracha? Elam Rav Yitzchak b'shomei tefillah. Rav Yitzchak says, no, if you're an individual fasting, you got to stick with one of the brachas we already have in Shemona Esrei, and you could add in anenu to the existing bracha. So you add it into Shomei Tefillah. V'chinam Rav Sheshes b'shomei tefillah. And Rav Sheshes also says that we do it only in Shomei Tefillah. So Meisvei, the Gemara asks, Ein bein yachid l'tzibur, but doesn't the Brisa say that there's no difference between the tefillah of an individual who's fasting and the tefillah of a tzibur that's fasting? Elish Shezem Ispal Shemona Esrei. Vizeh mispalt shai esrei, other than the fact that a yachid says 18 brachos and does not say anenu as its own separate bracha, and it's sibur davens 19 brachos because it does say anenu as a separate bracha. So my yachid or my sibur, what does it mean by yachid and sibur? Ilema yachid mamish, if it means literally an individual, that every individual in his tefillah vitzibur l'shliach tzibur, the tzibur is a reference to the chazan hanit shai esrei esrin varba havu. The chazan isn't saying 19 tefillos on the tainis tzibur, 19 brachos on the tainis tzibur. He should be saying 24, because remember, we had 6 more brachos in Shemona Esrei on the tainis tzibur. Elalav hachikam. No, what it must be saying is, ein bein yachid de kibel alav tainis yachid, li yachid shekibel alav tainis tzibur. That there's no difference between a yachid who's mekabel, a tainis yachid on himself, versus a yachid who's mekabel a tainis tzibur on himself, elash hazem espal Shemona Esrei, vizem other than the fact that the yachid who's mekabel a tainis yachid only says 18 tefillos because anenu is stuck into an existing bracha, but the one who's mekabel tainis tzibur says 19 brachos because anenu gets its own separate bracha. So shema mina yachid kaveh bracha la'atzmo. So we see from here that when a yachid is mekabel on himself a tainis tzibur, he does get to say his own bracha. We don't say, oh, he's not chashuv enough to add his own bracha. He absolutely is chashuv enough to add his own bracha. So Gemara says, "Lo, that's not a kasha. Liolam emelach shliach tzibur. Maybe I'll tell you really when we say that you get to add your own bracha, that's only talking about a shliach tzibur. It's not talking about individuals who have been mekabel a tainis tzibur. I would do kasha lach shliach tzibur asur na'arba matzli. I, but you said that a shliach tzibur should be davening more because he should be saying 24 brachas because of all the other brachas we had for the fast days. B'shalos tainios rishonos delek asur na'arba. Maybe we're just talking about the first 3 fast days where there aren't any extra brachas in Shemona Esrei." So let's make a main point over here. Machlokas, whether a yachid adds anenu as a separate bracha, or part of, or as part of, Shomei Tefillah. Good, so the Gemara asks below, is it really true that in the first three fast days, you don't say these six extra brachos in Shemona Esrei? Va'ein bein katani, but it says, the Braisa says that there's no difference between the first fast days and the middle fast days. So, ein bein shalosh rishonos l'shalosh amtsayos, ela shabe'ilu mutarn basiyas melacha, ve'ilu asurim basiyas melacha. We said the only difference between them is whether you could do melacha or not. But the implication is that you would say 24 brachos, both on the first set of fast days and on the middle set of fast days. So how can you say that we don't say the 24 brachos on the first set of fast days? So it says we're a ton of vishayir, very important concept, ton of vishayir. Sometimes we list things and we leave certain items off the list. So we're saying amongst the differences between the first set of fast days and the other set of, and the second set of fast days, is whether you could do malacha. But there are other differences also, so maybe the amount of brachos is another difference. Says the Gemara, well, you can't say that you left things off a list unless you can come up with more than one example of what was left off this list. My Shire, the High Shire. What else was left off this list that we could have the audacity to say that the number of brachos was left off the list? Again, the list of differences between the first set of fast days and the second set of fast days for rain. Visu, and furthermore we could ask, Vaha Ein Bein Katani. Normally you could say you left something off a list, ton of a Shire, but not when it says that the only difference is the following. So that's obviously the only difference. Maybe the reason it doesn't mention the difference of, in the amount of brachos, is because maybe the Tana is talking about the isurim of a fast day, not the tefillos of a fast day, not the positives of a fast day. Vibayisema b'mtzias nami lo matzli asim v'arba. Or maybe we could say that it's not one of the differences, because maybe it's not that we daven 24 brachos in the middle fast days and 18 in the first fast days. No, we daven 18 in the first three and in the middle ones. So maybe that's the answer. So far we have three different approaches as to how it could be that we say 18 brachos in Shemona Esrei on the first three fast days, and we still say that the only difference between the first three fast days and the middle fast days is in terms of whether we could do malacha. We have three different approaches how that could be the case. Either we said that ton of a shir, we just left certain things out on the list of differences, or we said Tanabi Surei Kamairi, that's the second answer. Tanabi Surei Kamairi B'Tfilos Lomairi, that we're talking about Isurim. This list is about Isurim, it's not about Tfilos. Or maybe even on the middle fast days, we say only 18 brachos. So again, let's make this a main point. Question, how can we say there's only 18 brachos? There are only 18 brachos in Shemona Esrei on first set of fast days, if the number of brachos was not on the list of differences between the first and middle set of fast days? That was the question. So the Gemara had three answers. Answer number one was ton of Ishayer, we left some things off the list. Answer number two was the list is only about things that you're not allowed to do, not about tefillos. And answer number three is maybe even in the middle fast days you only say 18, and that's why it's not a difference. So the Gemara says, wait, what about that third one? Velo, is that true that in the middle fast days you only say 18 brachos? Vatanya, ein bein shalosh shniyos le sheva achronos. The only difference between the middle three fast days and the last seven is ela shebeilu ein matrien v'noalin esachanuyos. Is that on the seven last fast days we don't blow shofars and... Shabeilu Matriyin. On the last seven, we do blow shofars and we lock up the stores. Halachal Devrein. But that implies, in terms of the tefilos, Zevzeh Shavin, that in the middle fast days we'd say 24 brachos just like we would on the last fast days. So don't tell me that in the middle fast day we only say 18 brachos. V'chitem, and if you can try to answer, no, Chanami Tana V'Shayer. Maybe we leave, maybe in a Chanami. We only say 18 brachos in the middle fast days, 24 in the last fast days. Just that difference didn't make our list. V'ain Bein Katani. Don't tell me it didn't make the list. simplest. The Mishnah says ein bein, there are no differences. V'tizbra, really, you don't think there are any other differences between the middle fast days and the last fast days, other than locking up the stores and whether we blow shofars? Ein bein dafka, do you really think ein bein means literally there are no other differences? V'hashir teva, we left out another obvious difference, that taking out the last 7 fast days, we take out the aron to the middle of the city. In the middle 7, we don't. So it doesn't mention that difference. So it could be that we leave off the difference in terms of the number of brachas as well. So Gemara says, no, imishum teva lav shiuruhu. The fact that we don't take out the aron in the middle fast days, that's not considered to be left off the list, because the list only includes things that are typically done privately. We try to keep off the list things that are done in a more public way. So that we leave out. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, even though we're in the middle of a topic, we'll pick up with Amar Rav Ashi next time.